the brutal summer heat wave is continuing across much of the country. Temperatures in the Phoenix area average 104 in August. The highest recorded in that month was 116, and they're expected to approach 115 degrees this week as the desert southwest bakes under an excessive heat warning. Thousands of fish are dying in Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska because rivers are drying up, and the water in some lakes is hot to the touch. So many fish died in one lake in Illinois that the carcasses clogged an intake screen near a power plant, lowering water levels to the point that plant officials had to shut down one of the generators. And we read in the New York Times this weekend that state and county fairs are suffering. Show rabbits dying from the heat at the Johnson County Fair in Iowa. They had to cancel the fireworks show because of concerns about starting a fire in that bone-dry county. Wildfires are burning in Oklahoma, but officials are hoping that rain in the forecast later this week will help tamp them down. Here in Al's meteorologist at large, Ed Kieser, is usually based in Columbus, Ohio, but he was in Boston over the weekend, and he spoke with Here in Al's Alex Ashlock about why this hot and dry summer is being compared to the Dust Bowl of the 1930s.
Well, it's the way the weather pattern is set up this summer, with a ridge of high pressure just anchored over the central part of the U.S., and when that happens, hot and dry weather occurs there. Usually, that scenario doesn't last for several months in a row, but on occasion it does. In 1988, that happened. There were a few summers in the 1950s that were like that, and then you go back to the 1930s Dust Bowl era. Right in the middle of the Corn Belt, the month of July, a month where rainfall is necessary and actually avoiding extreme heat is necessary for the pollination of corn, rainfall amounts were extraordinarily low. In fact, only 1/100th of an inch of rain fell in Omaha, Nebraska for the entire month, and a trace in Norfolk, Nebraska. And under an inch of rain fell in places such as Sioux City, Sioux Falls, north central Iowa, under an inch of rain around Ottumwa into the Quad Cities area of Iowa and Illinois. Springfield, Illinois, only 1/3 of an inch of rain for the entire month of June or July. And that extended all the way over into Indiana as well, less than an inch of rain in Indianapolis. So extreme dry conditions. On average, they get more than 4 inches in that area during the month of July. And when it's very, very dry, as it has been for a few months, then the ground can heat up a lot quicker. And we're talking about temperatures getting well over 100 degrees on several days. One place in particular, St. Louis, is one to really look at.
Yeah, there was a baseball game this summer. The Cardinals were playing in St. Louis, and I think it was 106 degrees.
Well, in St. Louis for the month of July, it was just extraordinary. 0.72 of an inch of rain, under an inch of rain there. And out of the 31 days in July, there were 15 in which the temperature got to 100 or greater. There were 22 days out of the 31 where it got to 95 or higher, and on only 3 days did the temperature fail to reach 90. So extreme heat over a long period of time.
It seems like it's been that way for so many days and the whole summer. Is there any relief coming for any of these parts of the country?
Unfortunately, the weather pattern is still showing a ridge of high pressure over the central U.S., so some of the places that have been extremely dry and hot will continue with that pattern here for at least a couple more weeks. That core from Nebraska across Iowa, Missouri, into Illinois and west central Indiana is still very, very dry, and many days coming up are going to be hot.
So in terms of the farmer, though, the damage has already been done anyway.
Well, for the corn crop, absolutely. A lot of the crops actually got in the ground early this year. It was a great planting season. The prospects were for a record good crop, and now it looks like it's going to be the worst crop in decades. And the soybeans now are going into their sensitive time period here, too, so it's not looking good for the beans either.
Are there long-term consequences of dry, hot weather like this for the country?
Well, if this weather pattern were to continue into a subsequent season, certainly, and that was the problem in the 1930s. There were several years in which it was very hot and dry in the central U.S. Oftentimes when you have a drought of this magnitude, over a year or two, things change back to a more normal situation. And there was pretty quick relief after 1988, for example, in the Midwest. So farmers got back into a more normal routine in terms of crops growing. I might also add, in terms of farming, though, this is also having a lot of stress for livestock, too. So that's certainly a big problem. And also, with a lot of the corn failing, there's going to be a lot less for the livestock to eat out there.
At Kieser, our Here and Now, what would we call him? Meteorologist at large, since he's from Columbus, Ohio, but visiting us here in Boston.